Well, hello and welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. I am your host, Sarah, and I am thrilled to be with you today as we continue this powerful journey towards self-love. These last couple weeks, I've mainly focused on these kind of episodes. I've noticed so much of an increase in communication during these episodes with you all and the emails and questions and kind of self-doubt and lack of self-compassion and awareness has been overwhelming to say the least. Just in the last 5 days, we have received more than 200, almost 200 new listeners, and I'm so glad you're here. When I first started these episodes, it was to deal with mental health and to deal with loving yourself, even, you know, when you don't like yourself and when you struggle, even if you do like and love yourself on those days, sometimes we struggle with the mental health aspect of it, of fighting with our minds going, no, I am good enough. I love myself. But that doubt lies in there somewhere with so many of us. And the last couple weeks doing these episodes of really diving deep into forgiving yourself and learning that growth is a continuous process that we don't just one and done. It is constant. It is every day, and you will be challenged along the way to see how much you've grown and to be proud of yourself. So today's episode is a Q&A episode of a lot of the questions I've received the last couple weeks with moving forward and not judging yourself, forgiving others, and maybe not responding the way you wanted to respond in the past, but now knowing better and that you would do better. So it's a topic that lies at the core of our journey for self-love and the importance of self-acceptance. I want to unravel all the complexities of embracing yourself, imperfections and all, and explore the absolute calmness and freedom that comes with letting go of judgment, both from yourself and from other people. I don't think there's one person in this world that hasn't had to work on maybe being envious or judgmental or putting somebody else's lives in front of your own so you don't have to really look as close at your own. It's easier to judge other people's life choices, but forgiving yourself for maybe being that way and really working on yourself in a non-judgmental way is really what we all need to do, because we're all just here for such a short amount of time. Why make it any more difficult for anybody else than it probably already is? Self-acceptance, you know, we've talked about this the last couple weeks. It's not just a concept. It's a practice. It's a way of being that allows us to acknowledge our uniqueness and embrace our journey. It's about recognizing your worth and what's important, regardless of your flaws or past mistakes. You can forgive yourself. You can let things go. You don't have to keep replaying that scenario in your head of what you did wrong, or that argument of what you wish you would have said, or how you wish you would have done it differently, or all these things that I feel we replay in our minds every day, when you can just have silence in your mind. You can have that calming silence of going, you know, it is what it is. It was what it was. And if I get the opportunity to again, I'll be proud of how I respond. As we navigate this episode, I want to answer so many of these questions and strategies and hopefully help you in your own path to self-acceptance and discuss what comes from letting go of maybe society's expectations of us. I know we've talked about it quite a bit since opening my boutique. I've really had to fight, not recently, but when it first opened, I'd say the first like month or two, I would get such high anxieties from posting pictures of myself every day in my outfits and like try to do a sales pitch and not sound sales pitchy, but really discuss how much I loved my items, but yet obviously I love my items, they're my items, and also look at my face and also look how I wear the item, and I hope you like it enough to buy the item. I would damn near break out in hives just posting
multiple photos of myself and sharing it to every form of social media I have. But that's what I had to do. This was a business. Like, what else am I going to do? I chose that this journey, and you know what? I think it was the best journey I could have chose for myself, to let go of what I thought I wanted people to think of me. And what I really wanted was to think of myself as powerful and inspirational, and look what I did. Look what I'm doing. And what I embraced in this journey for, I was succeeding at. Why was I worried that people were going to zoom in on my pictures and look at this flaw and look at this flaw and look, why would she post that picture of that? There's a wrinkle, you know? I was in my own head, because I knew that I had been judged previously for certain things, or maybe I had judged people for things. We've definitely all done it before, because it's easier. It's easier to be looking at other people's flaws than your own. And that's when I turned around and I go, wait. And I started being kinder to myself. And then I started being kinder to others. It's not always such negativity out there. You know where I get half my clients from? Complimenting a picture of them. You look beautiful, which they genuinely do. And then all of a sudden I get a sale. I'm like, what? Like, the kindness that people are after and they don't receive is insane. It's insane. When people compliment my picture, or even I went somewhere yesterday and somebody complimented my outfit, and there were three ladies up there and they're like, oh yeah, that you look great. And oh yeah, I love your sweater. Oh my gosh, your hair looks wonderful. I was like, stop, I'm uncomfortable. We find ourselves being more uncomfortable with kindness than we do with negativity, because that's the flow of things in life. The negative, that's all we see. It's shoved in our face and down our throats all day, every day, on social media. That's what we're used to. Let's change the narrative. And if we can't change the narrative with the millions, change it with yourself. It starts right here. And since I changed that thought process, the positivity that's flowed my way and the calmness and overwhelming peace that's come into my life in the last year or so has been overwhelming. When I think about situations that used to make me upset or make my skin hot, I don't feel that way anymore. I feel like a sense of peace that did play its time out for me. That was done for me. Sorry if my voice is a little raspy. I'm fighting this toxic air in my life. But yeah, so grab a cozy spot. I got mine. I'm sitting on my couch. I literally have my heating pad on. Not because I'm hurting, but I was a little cold and I refused to turn on my heat until about 10 minutes ago. So let's open up the possibilities of embracing yourself fully and loving yourself completely. I am so glad you're all here. You can shop at Sarah Bauer Boutique at www.sarahbauerboutique.com and really pay attention to our slogan of give them a reason to stare. I love that it's multi-purpose of you feeling so good in what we sell and what you are wearing that you go, oh, go ahead and look, like I feel confident. And also go ahead and look, I don't care, you know? And that's my goal for this entire for my entire business, is that you feel confident in what you're wearing and how you purchased it, and that our items can be worn in so many different ways. You can take that tennis skirt and tube top and repair that skirt with a t-shirt and a jean jacket in the fall. And I think that that's a great feeling, knowing that the items that you're getting can be worn multiple different ways and occasions and dress them up or down. I think that's such an exciting thing about clothing, and knowing that you're truly getting your money's worth is such a great thing. That gorgeous tank top bodysuit with shorts that you wore can also be worn with jeans and a cardigan. And I just really love the brand and what it stands for, that I put my whole heart into it, and I hope you guys see that. So remember to shop Sarah Bauer Boutique and really feel confident every single day. So right now I'm going to just dive into these questions. There's
I will not be doing any names or genders. We're just strictly with what has been written in the last couple weeks. I picked out 10 of them that I think are very much so relatable and almost as if I wrote them myself, half of them. And so it was very interesting to answer these as almost I was talking to myself, because I think we have all felt these things. So question number one, I struggle with self-doubt and often compare myself to others. How can I overcome these negative thoughts and learn to accept myself for who I am and who I want to be? I think that question is the most common question that I've come across, is not comparing yourself to others. And it's natural. So that's what I would say. It's natural to compare yourself to others. That's not crazy. Don't feel like it's wild to be like, oh, she has this or he has this, or I want this, or why do they have that and why can't I have that? But remember that this journey is unique. Your journey, it's yours. It's unique. Focus on your own progress and achievements. Focus on those little things, you know, and practicing the self-compassion and challenge those negative thoughts. I always tell you to challenge your negative thoughts with the positive affirmations. They drown each other out eventually. They really do. And somewhere along the way, the negative thoughts drowned out your positive ones. You have to reverse that. It is possible to reverse that. Surround yourself with positive influences. If you don't have any, become your own. Celebrate your small successes no matter what. No matter if people seen them or nobody's seen them. Celebrate yourself. Every step of the way, celebrate yourself. I celebrate myself just posting a picture of myself because I'm like, I feel good about that. I'm not going to tear it apart. I'm not going to re-look at it, zoom in on every aspect. I feel good. Done, done, done. You know, just celebrate if you do things differently than you once did. If you looked in the mirror and you didn't pick apart something about yourself that day, or if you think something when you walk by or see something on social media and you keep going, you go, oh, okay, I looked at that differently. And I said something kind. Drown out those negative things. Put kind things on your social media if that's where you're getting a lot of your negative comparisons from. Instead of looking at that girl and going, oh, she must not eat anything. Oh, I would never want to look like that. Why does she look like that? God, I wouldn't even post that. Instead, find the positive of that photo. And I want you to tell her that, or him, any of it. If you see somebody that posted a picture, they obviously felt great about themselves. Why would you counteract that? Why would you let your thoughts counteract that? Write in the comments, wow, you look beautiful today. Because they do. Your own insecurities are causing those thoughts in you. You have to retrain those. To stop comparing yourself to others, you have to remember to focus on your own progress and achievements. We have to do that. If you don't do that, you will continue down this spiral of comparing, self-sabotage, not ever truly being happy or compassionate for others. Nobody wants to be around somebody that lacks compassion. It's an awful, awful quality in somebody that has no compassion. So you have to refocus those. I'm not saying you don't have compassion. I'm just stating in general, the people that compare themselves, it's hard to come back from that. And acknowledging that you do it is an amazing step forward to fixing that. Celebrate your success. Celebrate yourself for complimenting others. Celebrate yourself for complimenting yourself. Be compassionate that you are experiencing something that a lot of people experience. That's okay. No need to beat yourself up about comparing yourself to others. We just have to change the narrative, okay? All right. I faced a lot of criticism from my family about my choices in life, and it's affecting my self-esteem. How can I build self-acceptance, as you say, despite the judgment? Oh, I love that. I love that these terms are becoming so common, accepting ourselves and things. Understand that criticism, like I just said in our recent question, it often reflects the insecurities and beliefs of the person criticizing. It's nothing to do with you. Focus on your own beliefs and your own values of life
And again, as I always say, seek support from friends or a therapist who can provide like that positivity for you. Therapists are often your best friend, honestly. Like they can provide such positive reinforcement for your choices that people that are too close to you don't see, and that they're part of the negativity, you know? Practice those self-affirmations of reminding yourself of your worth and the things that you love about yourself. So what? Somebody could easily point out 1,000 things that they don't like about you. But what is that really reflecting? How many times do I say, whose voice do you hear in your head when you hear negative things? Whose is it? Is it yours? Not usually. It's usually never your own voice that you hear. It's always somebody else's. And it's not a question. You know who that person is. You know exactly who that person is that you hear. And for you, it might be your family. Take that out. If you took out that your family's voice out of your head, what would you hear? Those are the voices you have to look for. Take the negative ones out. Drown their voice out. Okay? Practice the things that you love about yourself. All right. Trying to get through these all. I really want to do all 10 today, but I don't want to talk your guys' ear off all day. Okay, let's see. I find it hard to forgive myself for past mistakes. How can I let go of guilt and learn to accept my past while trying to love my present self? That's a really good one. I love. Okay, so understand that everyone makes mistakes. Just as most of these questions, these are all very relatable, and that's why I wanted to pick these ones, because it's just a part of being human, you know? And so many times, I literally read something the other day was not being the victim in your life, you know? Somebody is constantly complaining about the same things over and over again, and her friend told her, hey, like, you're being the victim. Stop having that victim mentality. Turn it around, and I bet your life will flip completely upside down and change drastically just by looking at the things you're allowing. You're allowing that guilt of your past to counteract your present self. You know what I mean? So it's part of acknowledging that mistake, learn from it, use it as an opportunity for growth. Practice self-forgiveness. You have to understand that your past, it doesn't define who you are. If you were to, again, cut out the past, cut it out, just act like it never existed, okay? What would you be focusing on, right? You'd be focusing on the person you're becoming, the positive changes that you're making in your life, and you have to embrace all of that. And also, as I said before, embrace the challenges of that growth that's sent your way. How are you responding? How can you respond differently to something that you would have responded negatively to in the past, maybe? I'm still learning that when somebody challenges me. It's so easy to fly off the handle when somebody doesn't understand you, or letting my emotions get the best of me from people who maybe don't deserve those emotions from me. I'm learning that. And so badly sometimes I look back and I go, I wish the person who challenged me before that, I wish I could have responded better. I wish they would challenge me now, because I've done so much self-work, and I used to question, why do these people treat me this way? Why does, you know, and almost have that victim mentality. And they go, no, how can I grow from that to become a person they don't recognize and a new person they'll never get to know? Because they didn't give me the chance to be my best self in their presence. Be the best self in your own presence. Move forward. Love yourself more every day. And when those challenges, or if those challenges are presented in a different day or time, see how you respond. See how you act. And then critique it again and again and again and again. Because you're trying to love your present self is a constant journey. Constant. And if you continue to love yourself while you're growing, you will always win. Always. Just know that mistakes happen, and keep learning from them and keep growing from them. Okay. Let's see. I have a hard time saying no to others, which often leads to burnout. Yes. Oh, can we all feel that? Let's just hallelujah. How can I set boundaries and prioritizing my own well-being without the guilt. Oof. This one came straight from me. I could have written it myself. Oh my gosh. Setting boundaries. Whoo. I feel like when I read these, I'm like, you guys are just, our vocabulary is just really linking together, man, because all of these terms, or even when I talk to certain people who listen to these episodes, and they'll say like little phrases, they're like that ski hill or that, you know, sledding hill or hello neighbor. And I'm like, huh, oh, I love it. I love it. Like, I just love it because I feel like we're our own little community of. Anyways, and you might have not got any of these words from this episode. You could be a brand new listener. But I love the talk of boundaries. I love the talk of self-awareness and acceptance and the terms that we get to use that are so self-empowering. Like, oh, I feel great when people say setting boundaries, prioritizing myself. Like, I just love these terms because it is the biggest form of loving yourself completely. It's massive. Okay. I'm going to reread that because I went on a little tangent there. Okay. I have a hard time saying no to others, which often leads to a burnout. How can I set boundaries and prioritize my own well-being without feeling guilty? Okay. As I said, setting boundaries is essential for your well-being. Remember that saying no to others. I've heard this a long time ago. Saying no to others is saying yes to yourself. Let me say it again. Saying no to others is saying yes to yourself. Be clear and assertive, but be respectful. Be respectful when communicating your boundaries. You wouldn't have that burnout if you said no. And guess what? You prioritize somebody else over your burnout feeling. Choose yourself. It's okay to choose yourself. Learn to prioritize your needs and your self-care activities. It's okay. I know nobody's said this to, I swear, anybody in our entire lives. It's okay to put yourself first. Self-care is not selfish. Say it again. Self-care is not selfish. It's a necessity. You have to do it. The only person who gets punished by not having boundaries is you. That's it. I don't think I need to say any more on that. You deserve your time. You deserve to say no. Period. End of sentence. Okay. I've recently gone through some major life changes and I'm struggling with self-identity. Oh. Okay, how can I rediscover and accept myself in this new phase of life? Wow, so we've never really talked about self-identity. Self-identity, so embracing, okay, let's see. This one was a tough one for me because self-identity and the opportunity to self-discovery is exciting. Who are you? Who am I? Who do I want to be? So many of us, like my goal in life, my self-identity that I want to look at and go, this is who I am. It's just a peaceful, calm, loving person that when people think of me, they say, oh God, she's so sweet and so kind. She always tries her hardest and does her best for people. Like that's who most of us just want to be. I want to be known as this and this and this. Like we all have our own way that we want to be seen and see ourselves. But when you're struggling with it and you don't know who you are and you don't know who you want to be and you don't know the direction that your life is going, it's hard. So my advice, this one was a tough one for me and I'm still like trying to talk my way through my advice. I would take time, anytime you can get to yourself to explore your interests, explore something you might be passionate about and what do you value? If anything sticks around, maybe your values are sticking around and almost sprout out from there. Reflect on your strengths of those values and your achievements. But my biggest piece of advice would be to be patient with yourself. I don't think we give ourselves enough patience ever. And self-discovery takes time. Once again, I always say to seek support from your family or friends or a mentor, somebody who can provide guidance and maybe some encouragement. I hope I do that for you. I hope I can be some encouragement for you. When you face challenges of going through things, major life changes and things like that, I feel like we're not kind enough to ourselves. We think, I should be over it by now. I should have gotten through this by now. I should have made this decision by now. Who says? Whose voice is that? And if it is your own voice, be kinder to yourself. Be more accepting of yourself. We're all here. We're all just here. There's no rush for making these choices or recovering from those changes in your life. There's no time limit. If you could have seen the Hot Mess Express of Sarah in, I'd say, 2017 to 2019. Whew, girl. Whew, whew. My self-discovery phase was as messy as it gets. As messy as I get. When Brett's dad passed away and when my grandpa passed away, the mountain of emotions that hit me and that I put off to the side were unrecognizable. Unrecognizable. I don't think there was a feeling or emotion I could grab hold of for more than 5 seconds at a time. I didn't know it at the time. It was setting me up for the biggest lesson in self-discovery and self-compassion and awareness and love that I could have ever possibly thought would come my way. I question all the time, had those things not happened, where would I be? What would I be? Who would I be? And I don't know, because those were the biggest impacts of my life that could be made in a negative way, of course, you know, that counteracted who I was becoming. All right. So really, I want you to just be patient with yourself. I know that was really long, but understanding, I love your self-identity. We've never really talked about that. Understanding what that is amazing. And knowing that you're trying to find it is incredible. And I wish you all the luck. Continue to write in. Okay. I often feel like I need to be perfect to be accepted. How can I overcome the need for perfection and be my true self? Okay. So like I talked about a couple questions ago, even with my boutique stuff, I struggled with, you know, wanting my pictures to be perfect and wanting everybody to like it and just accepting the fact that some people weren't going to was hard for me. But I learned that perfection is impossible. It's an impossible standard. You will always lose if you strive for it. You will always be looking for it because you'll never be able to achieve it. Let that go right now. And love your mistakes and your flaws. Look at them as opportunities for growth. Everything I do, I look at as an opportunity for growth. How can I grow from this? How can I get better from this? Even arguments I've had with people, how do I get better from this? How do I do better from this? I'm not going to, you know, self-doubt myself. But practice your self-compassion and challenge the belief that you have to be perfect. Just really challenge yourself with that. Because who is saying you need to be perfect? If not you, who? And if it's somebody else, challenge them. That is not possible. You know, it's not something you can achieve. Once you push that huge burden out of your life, I bet the breath of fresh air you're going to get will cause all the leaves on the trees to stand still, because holy moly, that's going to be so relieving. Perfection isn't possible, but doing my best is. Okay? That's what I want you to say to yourself. Perfection isn't possible. It's an impossible standard. Get rid of it. Get rid of that. All right. I'm going to do this one. Let's see. I have a fear of rejection, which hinders my ability to express my true thoughts and feelings. Oh, because you have a feeling of rejection. My brain zoned out. Okay, how can I overcome this fear and be more authentic in my interactions? Okay, so what I take from this is
that you're not your true self because you fear those people won't like your true self or that you'll be rejected? What if they don't like your fake self? Then how much regret are you going to have that you weren't your true self? That's what I would question. And you know what, though? What I always tell my son, rejection is a part of life. Not everybody's going to like you. That's okay. It doesn't diminish your worth and who you are. It doesn't take away from that. Oh, Sally doesn't like me? Sally, have a great day. I'm going to go ahead and turn my attention over here to everybody who does love me. Sally's going to fade away really fast. You know, practicing acknowledging your feelings and thoughts, practice that self-acceptance, because that all those feelings and thoughts are valid, but you have to start by expressing your true self in those safe environments. Be who you want to be around the people that make your true self come out. You know what I mean? Be around those people. And the more you're around close friends and family that accept you for who you are, it's easier and it gradually builds your confidence. You can expand your, as you'd say, your authenticity in other areas of your life. Be authentically you, not authentically who they want you to be, because that's the fades. Oh God, this is my biggest pet peeve, is nothing towards you, but I cannot tell you, I honestly cannot tell you how many times. So I learned, well, you know, we've all been through this. I've learned to be who I am day one with people I meet, with people, even social media. I am who I am. And anybody who talks to anybody about me, they're all going to have mainly the same things to say to me if they're truly an active member of my life, okay? My biggest pet peeve is when new people would come into my life. And I'm really clear about my expectations for people in life. That might sound ballsy and crazy, but I'm really myself with these people right away. I struggle with anxiety. Oh, I'm having some issues. I'm not an oversharer, but when I feel the true connection and conversation is going in a way, I'm very honest. I'm very open. I'm not going to tell you all my deep, dark secrets, but you're going to see who I am. You're going to see my heart wide open. And I, more times than not, encounter people who say they have the same thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and they almost cater themselves to me as people pleasers, maybe, but I didn't see it for a long time. I thought, man, this person is like my soulmate, my friend soulmate. And then as time goes on, I start seeing that they're almost the opposite of everything they said, that they had perfectly catered and molded themselves to the person they thought I needed in my life, but it wasn't really them. And it's hard to wear that mask forever. So even if you created true, loving, wonderful relationships with these people, your mask will come off. And what a fear that would be. Being yourself right up front is the most important. I have now found little tricks and traits to maybe my next, you know, person I meet that wants to be in my life. I want to see what their real intentions are for me. And is it just for certain things or reasons? Or I don't know why somebody wouldn't want to be their true self in the presence of somebody who they want in their life. Because what would be the advantage and the use for that, other than not honoring your own feelings? That's not true self-worth. Self-worth is knowing that I'm loved, I love me, and these people will love me for me if I show them who I am. So I would say build your confidence in your small circles and really expand that on the outer circles. Before you speak, before you do certain actions, when you're around new people or other people, say, is this really me? Is this really what I would do? Is this really what I would say? And go from there. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today.
All right, towards the end of that answer, my belly started going nuts. So if you hear my belly growling, no, you didn't. And I know I'm starving. I'm past my lunchtime. Okay, we only have a few more left. These are really, I'm really hoping that you guys are loving these questions as much as I did, sorting through and trying to find the most loving self-practice. Like, everybody in all of these questions today really is working towards becoming their best selves, and seeing the increase in listening to these last couple episodes about what self-love and compassion and acceptance and loving yourself completely is all about has been just mind-blowing. The emails have been out of this world. And I'm just really thankful that so many new listeners have joined in on the journey to loving yourself completely and being mindful of your mental health, and being mindful that all of these practices will not only help with having your anxiety and depression and struggles, but that they're also steps to understanding why you may have them in the first place. My anxiety was such a huge part of what people thought about me, of what I was going to do with my life, what I was going to be, and the overwhelming self-dread that came along with growing and trying to find who you are, but not letting others navigate that journey for you. It's your own. And how amazing is that? Okay. I've made mistakes in the past that have hurt people I really care about. How can I forgive myself and move forward while still taking the responsibilities for my actions? First off, that's highly commendable that you are taking the responsibility for your actions, because we do beat ourselves up when we make mistakes and struggle or ruin relationships, but the responsibility of it is going, I did do that. I would do it differently now. And that's how I know I'm growing. That's amazing. Forgiving yourself is a process. I think that involves, you know, like you said, you accepted that responsibilities for your actions. And if you're able to make apologies or amends where possible, I think that's huge. If you can reflect on the lessons that you've learned and the person that you have become since making those mistakes, I think that's even bigger. I think you have done that. Just the way you phrase this question tells me that you are learning, you've learned from that lesson already. So really, I would say my biggest piece of advice is to apologize sincerely, really. Apologize to those people that you've hurt, if appropriate, of course. Like, I don't know I don't know the situation of what happened. So apologize if it's necessary or appropriate. But really, I would say use the experience as the motivation, okay, to grow. Because I think that, like I talked about earlier, growing and looking back and going, I would have handled that differently. I feel like you've already done that. So how amazing is that? That you've already grown and are making new positive changes. Remember that self-forgiveness, it's a huge step towards self-acceptance. You're accepting in yourself that you've made mistakes, and we're human, so we are all making mistakes. But accepting those and taking ownership of those, going, man, I messed up. I really messed up, is the biggest lesson you can do. So I commend you for that. And I hope that if you want to fix those bonds that maybe you were a part of breaking, I hope that that's possible for you. And thank you for being so vulnerable in that question. Okay. This is our last one. I often feel guilty for taking time to myself. How can I overcome the guilt and prioritize self-care without feeling selfish? And we've talked about this question several times. I mainly get these questions from a lot of moms and a lot of wives. Of course, I've gotten them from dads before. I know a lot of stay-at-home dads and a lot of men who even work so much, 60, 70 hours a week, and they feel selfish taking self-care days because they think they should be with their family, but you are deserving. Anyways, okay, so what I was saying is self-care is important. It's the most important. It's your well-being. It's not just I want to be carefree. No, it's actually helping your body. And it allows you to be there for others. So I always tell people, like, how can I pour from an empty glass? Of course, we all have to do it, but you have to also refill every once in a while. And understanding that taking care of yourself is not selfish. I'll say it again and again. It's a necessity. It's not selfish. I think maybe setting boundaries and communicating your needs openly, maybe you'll express to others, maybe the people that you want to hear you. But personally, I don't think self-care needs an explanation. I think, hey, I gotta take care of myself. Just like we said earlier, the word no is a complete sentence. No, you gotta do what you gotta do. And start, you can start with small self-care practices and gradually incorporate to more, just from taking a bubble bath to taking a drive to, hey, I'm going to take the day if you can, remind yourself that by nurturing your own well-being, you'll be better equipped, I'd say, to support others too. Like, how can I help somebody if I'm burnt out? How can I do that? That's like, when you're in an airplane, and they say, if the plane starts going down, the oxygen masks fall, put it on yourself first and then help your friend. Because how are you going to help somebody if you're passed out on the floor? How do you help your neighbor? Hello, neighbor. So really, take care of yourself. Never, I want to completely separate those two terms. That's my biggest goal for this, towards the end of the year, my New Year's resolution. My biggest goal is separating self-care from selfish. I know they sound a lot alike. I know they do. It's hard. It's a hard one. But it's not selfish. It's not. It's a way of life. And if you're ever around people who don't do self-care and are constantly in a burnout mode, I bet you can spot them from a mile away, and they're usually the least compassionate ones in the group. They're the least loving. They're the least kind because they're tired. They're tired and they have no compassion or care or energy to even understand anybody else or their problems. Take the time, okay? Take the time to yourself. It's not selfish, I promise. Remember that the journey to self-acceptance, it's ongoing, okay? It's okay to seek help and support when you need it. Be kind and patient with yourself. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem to you, okay? As we come to the end of this episode, I want to just leave you with the reminder that self-acceptance, it's not a destination. It's continuous and it's evolving and it's a huge journey. It's embracing who you are with all your strengths and imperfections. It's courageous, I would say. Yeah, it's courageous. It takes a lot of courage to constantly work on yourself, because it can be exhausting, but it's the most rewarding journey you will ever go on. It's okay to have those challenging days. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to be a work in progress. Each one of those moments of self-acceptance, no matter how small, is a victory. Really remember that. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free.
thank you for joining me today on this episode. I really hope that a lot of these questions have touched your heart or inspired you, and I hope that you share it with whoever you think may need to hear it or could benefit from it. I feel like we're creating this ripple effect of self-acceptance in the world. I think that's so incredible, the positive feedback. Like, I feel like it's put out into the world. Here I was 2 weeks ago or so stating that I had issues with some, I think it was like two or three negative Nancys that might have all been the same person, I'm going to be very honest. And now that person has disappeared. And everybody has rallied in. Hundreds of emails have been positive. And it's like the karma gods are just hanging out with us, going, yes, queens and kings, keep going. Like, let's keep going. I wish you, just all my new listeners, a life filled with self-compassion, true connections, and an unwavering belief that you are enough, just as you are. Until next time, please be kind to yourself. You are worthy of all love and acceptance in the world. If you have any questions, thoughts, or stories you'd like to share, please write in to lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Write in your questions, all the things. Also, be sure to follow our Instagram page, Loving Yourself Completely. I try to do just encouragement, self-love, and support. So it's all anonymous. Of course, you have to hit that request button. It is not an open page, so I love that we are, kind of like a little gang over here where we just continue to uplift and inspire each other. I think that that's amazing. So thank you once again for being a part of my little community here. And remember, the love and acceptance you seek from the world, they're in you. Keep nurturing that love and embrace who you are. You're beautiful. And continue loving yourself completely every single day. Until next time, bye.